Hello, everyone, and welcome to the SVGB podcast, also known as the Super Video Game Bros podcast. My name is Kevin, and we are going to talk some spooky games this week with Joey and Steve.
So, by spooky games, you mean games that are really, really bad, that's just so scary, or games that actually startled us?
A little bit of both.
Both. Okay.
Both of
some
them?
Some games are so awful that they startle you, so we should talk about those.
Okay. Sounds good.
Ooh, the ghost of video games past. Right. We're going to talk about some scary games today. Like Steven said, games that were awful. So bad that they scared us. Games that actually scared us. Games with scary titles and normal gameplay. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Anything scary.
I have no idea.
Yes.
Which games actually startled you, though? Like, got you really scared and had you thinking?
The only
Tetris?
Game... That game gets scary. There's one game that makes me sweat a lot, and that's The Last of Us. I don't think I've ever perspirated that much in my life.
But what do you sweat like, though?
I sweat like a fat girl about to lose her virginity. That's what I sweat like. It's nice and hot.
That's a good mental picture.
Yes. Yeah, you're welcome. Yes, you're welcome. Just imagine her like eating a donut. Like, oh my God, is this about to happen? Is this going to happen right now? And then she's just perspirating. But she's wearing a tank top, so you can start to see it come out of her armpit. And then she looks at you with those deep brown eyes and the glazed covered lips from eating the donuts. And she just looks at you, and she wants you to know how much she loves you and how good she's going to pleasure you and make you feel every good way.
Into?
Yeah, I don't know what this is. Okay, back. That got deep. I was making eye contact with Joey that whole time. He did not look at me once.
Joey was turning away like Kevin was the alpha.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm the alpha. Okay. All right. Back to normal.
So the ghost
is going to come in whenever I decide it's going to come in.
Okay.
Nope. Joey, how was your day today?
Good.
Ooh, okay. All right.
So okay, Last of go. Us, you sweat?
So I do sweat.
During multiplayer?
Yeah, during multiplayer and Last of Us, I do sweat a lot. Like if I'm chasing someone, trying to shiv them, and I'm getting very anxious, my hands just stress. Start to sweat.
It's a stressful game, man.
I get really stressed. Yeah. But it's not scary. That's just stress. Actually, if you shiv me in the right point in time,
yeah.
I jump.
That's
I do
true.
Jump. Yeah. That is scary.
Yeah. When somebody else shivs you in multiplayer, it freaking startles the hell out of you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's very scary. Mm-hmm. So the first horror game I remember playing that was actually a horror game was Resident Evil 1.
Of course.
And then that whole intro, which we kind of got into last week, in the first cutscene with the zombie and the bloods and the guts and the spillage of the bloods and the guts. And then I got scared a lot after that because that genre became very popular.
Yeah.
And even before that, it was, I don't know, did Clock Tower come out before Resident Evil?
Clock Tower, I believe. Okay. In Japan, Clock Tower was for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously that was
Super
before
Famicom.
Resident Evil. But there was actually a Nintendo game called Sweet Home.
Okay.
And that was a RPG type horror game. Like, and that I guess that would technically be one of the earliest.
And that was on Super Famicom?
No, just Famicom.
Oh wow.
Sweet Home.
Nintendo. Sweet Home, yes.
Do you know what it was about or
I did play it.
Mm-hmm.
And
could you read it?
Yeah.
We have translations for it.
Yeah, it was an English translation.
I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah. I don't speak Japanese.
Or do you?
Nice.
Well, the story is pretty much just about a ghost. And it was actually inspired the guy that created Resident Evil.
Oh, excellent.
He actually got inspired by that game to make it the magic. Yep, that's
There's
it.
The cover.
That is it. Sweet Home.
Sweet Home. So let's read this really
Can
quick.
Can an 18-bit really game really be scary, though?
8-bit?
8-bit, yeah. 18-bit would have been rad, but...
Yeah, 18. 2 bits more!
Ooh!
So let's see what it says. Let me see the plot. 30 years prior to the story, in 1959, famous artist Ichiro Mamiya hid several precious frescoes in a huge mansion before he mysteriously disappeared. Present-day team of 5 documentary filmmakers seek to recover the paintings of abandoned... Dude, this would be a better movie than a game.
I was
going
to say right now, is that
actually
a movie?
Or there is a movie.
Is there?
Sweet Home, yes.
I'm assuming it's Japanese as well?
It's also Japanese.
And is it fantastic?
Yes, I actually did watch
during
that.
During the 80s?
Yes, during the 80s. The crazy thing about those movies and the game is that they came out the same year, around the same time.
So you think it was planned?
I think it was planned. It was kind of publicity for both the movie and the game.
Well, that, I mean, that would make sense.
Of course, of course.
But we got Friday the 13th video game.
Yes, moving on to Friday the 13th.
I don't want to move on yet. Hold on. So okay. Sweet Home, okay. Was it... So it was like RPG random battle sort of game?
Yeah. Think of like Earthbound, mm-hmm. but without... I guess the enemies... You can see the enemies. Or was there no enemies? Okay, think of Final Fantasy.
Okay.
That's pretty much what it was. You go around the mansion... And you come across corpses, hands, or zombies, or killer dogs. Mm-hmm. Again, reference to Resident Evil, or vice versa. But yeah, I mean, it's inspired a lot of horror games. And that came out in 1980...
I think it said 89.
89?
I think that's what it said.
So I would believe that that would technically be one of the earliest
1989. Mm-hmm.
But sadly, we didn't get it. That was
December 15th,
1989. There you go.
Pretty sure there's fan translated carts by now. I kind of remember seeing that title somewhere.
I'm actually surprised we didn't see any at the convention.
I mean, so much we saw, we forgot it already.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
I wouldn't have known it. I probably thought it was like a Candy Crush game. Sweet Home.
Candy Crush?
Yeah, I don't know.
Candy Crush on the NES?
I mean, Tetris? Yeah.
Make a cartridge of it.
Dude, yeah. It'll only make $1 billion. No big deal.
No big deal.
From
people buying to play.
Jesus. Awful. So, yeah, that was one of the first horror games.
Yes.
So, was it actually scary? Like, how did it scare you?
Just the idea of coming across different monsters mm-hmm. that you weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. Like the zombies or, like I said, killer dogs. Mm-hmm. But also, too, the story does kind of feel, you know... Ghostly.
Yeah.
It's about a ghost, and you're supposed to supposed to vanquish the ghost. And when you actually see the ghost, it is kind of, you know, spooky mm-hmm. if you're young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did the screen like flash for random encounters instead of kind of like spinning out?
Yeah, I believe it did flash.
That'd be cool.
Towards, yeah. So you weren't expecting it. It came mm-hmm. out, and it would play, you know, scary music. Or
Sweet Home causes seizures.
Cool. Exclusive to Japan.
Yeah, so they get Sweet Home, and we get, I don't know what came out first, Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street.
I think it was Friday the 13th.
Were they both Gen? Are those Gen games with the rainbow?
Or LGN, you mean?
Is it LGN?
Yeah, I think it's LGN.
Fine, is it LGN? Oops, my fault. LGN?
I think it's LGN.
Both of them?
LGN? LJ? Cool. J?
Yeah, whatever it is.
I don't know which one came out first. But out of those two, I would say Friday the 13th is my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. Above Nightmare?
Which one?
Nightmare and Elm Street?
Yeah, I think so.
Were they both side-scrollers?
Yeah, they're both side-scrollers. Mm-hmm. To me, I just like the idea on Friday the 13th that you have to go and protect the... what is it? The campers?
The counselors?
And the kids, yeah, counselors. I did like that idea, mm-hmm. and it was kind of unique for its time.
Mm-hmm.
And Nightmare on Elm Street was more of like a beat-em-up in a way. And it was cool. Mm-hmm. I do like it, but I'm a Jason fan.
There was four players in Nightmare as well.
Yes.
Really?
It was. Mm-hmm. It was one of the games that used a multi-tap.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So did was there like a killer, and then you had to protect?
I don't know how.
I think you all play worked. At the same time, and you side-scroll.
And it goes to your favorite, Kev, split-screen.
Ooh, I love split-screen. Just imagine playing split screen on a
14-incher?
14-inch barely colored television.
Yeah, we're your little kids huddled against the TV.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I still, you know what? I have a 65-inch and I still sit 3 feet away from it, so it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So did they have any other Friday the 13th games or Jason games? Did they have a Halloween game at all?
No. The only Halloween game, I believe, was for Atari.
They had Chainsaw Massacre yeah. for Atari.
For yeah. Atari. But that was probably terrible.
I've seen videos. Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's Atari.
It's it's horrible.
I'm surprised there's been no Halloween games. I think that would be
mm-hmm.
that would be really cool. I guess the closest thing to a Halloween game would be like, I don't even know, like Until Dawn.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean,
that would be the closest.
You guys played it and beat it already?
I haven't. Well, we could do spoilers.
I don't want to do spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay.
You beat it, Joey?
Yeah, I beat it. Oh, I beat it.
How many endings are there?
It's five or six.
Yeah.
Just depends on who you save. It's different variables of the same ending.
Mm-hmm.
Variables.
Did that game scare you at all?
Yeah, so it was a lot of startling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jumps.
Yeah, jump crap. Scares.
Mm-hmm.
Windigos.
Did you play with headphones?
That was a spoiler, man. No. What was that?
Headphones? Did you guys play with headphones?
Yes, I played with headphones.
So that probably makes it better.
Yes. Actually, there was a few times where I was freaked out because mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going to jump out. Mm-hmm. So thanks to the headphones, it made it more scarier.
Yes, just like PT. I played PT with headphones. Shit,
yeah. Oh, yes. PT.
PT actually scared me. I was playing by myself. I had no idea what PT was, and I just downloaded it, and then it literally really? Scared. Yeah, literally scared the crap out of me.
Of course.
Just downloaded it.
I had no idea. And there's fetuses in the sinks and all sorts of stuff.
I had cold sweats when I exited the first time and entered the same room again.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, just you knew something was happening.
And then you hear
wrong.
The creaking and you hear everything. Because, like I said, I was playing with headphones.
Yeah.
And they were very good. So you can hear just literally everything. The sound on that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then... It was very scary. Obviously, I didn't finish it because I didn't know you had to whisper things into a microphone. But
yeah, you have to have a mic.
Yeah. And I'm very sad they're not going through with that game because I think that would be the scariest game of all time.
It would have been epic.
Yeah.
People couldn't figure out the demo. It took 2 to 3 weeks to complete a demo.
Exactly.
Probably longer,
that's
man.
Awesome.
There's a Wikipedia page for a demo.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what we want, but... You know.
Well, you have a great director in Guillermo del Toro, and then you have a great video game director
in
Kojima.
Yeah.
So you put those minds together.
PT?
I mean, basically Pan's Labyrinth and Metal Gear and Silent Hill, and you get this crazy-ass game, which unfortunately we're not going to get because we want it, and it would be good. That's why we're not going to get it.
Yeah, it would make too much money, and I think they wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
They don't like money.
No, nobody likes money.
It's a big problem.
Nobody likes money.
Put all this money at.
No. So back to Clock Tower. So it was on the Super Famicom.
Yes.
Did you play a translated version of that?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
That one, I like it. It's good.
Is it more like story driven? How was it?
How's the gameplay? Yes, it is story driven. It's a point and click.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
Yes, I love point and clicks.
Who makes it?
It's a company.
It's the same company that makes like a... Out of This World and all that stuff?
No.
That'd be Interplay.
Yeah.
No, it's not Interplay. It's the same company that did the later Clock Towers. Not Capcom. I think Capcom took over on part 3.
Let's see what we got here.
What's the name?
Let's see what we got here. By Aeon Genesis?
That's a wrong... Japanese company?
Yeah. Obviously
Clock
Japanese.
Tower. Hold on.
I believe their last Clock Tower was part 2.
On PS1?
Yeah.
PS1. How were those games?
Again, they are point and clicks, and to me, the second one was kind of a downer.
Yeah,
because they changed a lot.
The first one from PS1 was really good.
Yeah,
but I never had a chance to play the Super Nintendo one.
Avoid Part 3. Part 3 is horrible
on PS2.
On PS2. If I had to pick a game that terrified me for wrong reasons, it would be Clock Tower 3.
By the way, Human Entertainment was the publisher and developer of Clock Tower for
Super
Famicom.
Making games for who?
Yeah. Humans! And let's entertain them.
Wow.
And that came out... Platforms... Super Famicom. That came out in 1995?
Damn. Okay.
So that was like the last... One of the last Famicom games?
Well, they could be. They always pump out a bunch of more games at the end of generations in Japan.
Yeah. So was this... When did the Clock Tower come out for PlayStation?
Obviously after
probably
that.
99 or
I think it was 99,
something like that.
I think it was 99.
Interesting. So did Fatal Frame come out first or Clock Tower come out first for PlayStation?
Yeah, Fatal Frame was on
PS2.
So
1, 2 and 3 were on
Fatal
PS2.
Frame was PS2.
Yeah, it was years later.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Xbox.
I always wanted to rent Clock Tower just because of the cover with the scissors.
Yeah,
scissors.
Scary. Scissors. Let's see.
What he was chasing
games.
You because he wanted to give you a haircut?
Yeah, I think so.
So he was like, Mom?
He's the ghost barber.
I don't want a haircut.
Number two on the side. I'd pay him. That'd be pretty sweet. Just come to my house whenever I want. Give me a nice haircut in my sleep.
I don't own a barber shop and call it Clock Tower.
Dude, yes. Nobody would get it.
No,
you could only have Clock Tower there.
It would close in a week.
And it'd be a point. It would be a point and click haircut.
Point and click.
I play that. That's probably an iOS game. So, download the haircut Clock Tower.
So yeah, the newest Fatal Frame was on the Wii U.
Digital only
disaster.
Wait, it came out.
It already came out.
It already came out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Exactly. Nobody knows it came out.
It's dumb, right?
I don't know. Is it good?
No, I don't know.
Is the actual game
it's
good?
It's been getting like sevens. Okay. So it's been
it's pretty typical of a Fatal Frame.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, okay. I just don't understand why that's a full retail game and it's they're not digital. Releasing it.
Yeah. It seems like they get less exposure that way.
Well, they didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of sites aren't even putting up their reviews because I'm pretty sure... obviously, they know it came out, but it's not important.
It's not a top priority to review, and people aren't looking for reviews at all about it, for sure.
Mm.
I guess if you're a fan of Fatal Frame, you're just going to get it. But I think the Wii U gamepad is a perfect...
Yes.
A perfect peripheral for that game. That would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome, but...
It's perfectly...
Hard copies, please.
Yeah, give me a game that I can actually have.
See, that's the scary part. Hard copy, please. Scary.
See, yeah, that's scary.
Scary collectors.
No more. I mean, there's not going to be any retro collectors. Or, excuse me, there's not going to be any quote-unquote next-gen collectors.
No.
Because all these games are going away.
They'll be digital.
Yep. Digital. I mean, what are you going to do, sell a hard drive with all of your digital games on it?
Digital streaming box.
Ugh. Streaming? Latency? Ugh.
Watch.
Scary. Now that's scary.
Garbage.
That's like... That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
God. Back to games.
That's scary, see?
Yeah. Castlevania.
Ooh, Castlevania.
Tell us about it, guys, because I am terrible at Castlevanias, but I love them.
They're not really scary. They're more epic.
Yeah, I mean, they use the vampire slash werewolf.
Common monsters.
Yeah. Is there mummies in this as well?
Yep. Sure is. There's
mummies.
They throw sperms at you.
Do they?
Kind of.
Seems safe.
I mean, if you see it that way, yeah, sure.
Mummies throwing sperms. Mummies?
Mummies?
So that's not really considered a horror game?
I don't
know. Just horror elements?
It's like a gothic.
Yeah, it's adventure. More goth.
Gothic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Got it.
But I mean, it still fits with the horror monsters. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your Dracula, your Frankenstein monsters, your Wolfman.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of fits in the category.
So every monster from Monsters in My Pocket?
Yeah, pretty much. Except the giant shrimp, the giant onions.
That sounds delicious. Yeah.
That's not scary. That's yummy.
Scary. That sounds appetizing.
Yeah, I would say the scariest music in the games, 8-bit and 16-bit, would be Metroid.
Yeah,
soundtrack.
Yeah,
man.
Final boss in Super Metroid? Come on.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty tense, man.
But I just haven't been scared with retro stuff, to be honest. It was fun.
It's hard.
Because not all the elements are there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, what do you mean not all the elements? Like...
The visuals. It's hard for a pixel to come scare
you. Yeah, a sprite's not going
to
scare me.
No, okay. What if you were to play at night by yourself? Would that change the emotions?
Well, unfortunately, I can't think about when I was a child and playing. Like, I never got scared at... Actually, you know what game did scare me? Monster Party. I'm being completely honest.
Monster Party.
When you were little, though.
Yeah, when I was little. Because when it changes to dark, and then the music changes as well, it kind of got creepy. And if you are playing in the dark and the screen's like flashing, it scares you for a moment, but it's not like, I didn't feel like I was going to like, someone's going to eat me. I was just like, what's happening? Like, it startled me.
Yeah.
I got startled.
Yeah.
It's a scary while you're playing it, but when you put it away, you can put it away. I like those games that are scary after you put it away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like PT. PT had fucked with me for a while.
It really did.
And I kept going back to it, playing it over and over as well, because I kept obsessing about it. Like, how do I do this and this and that and that? And that was even awesome because it was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But I could only, like, probably tolerate maybe, like, 15, 20 minutes of gameplay at once. Mm-hmm. It was just so, like, baby crying in a sink.
Dude.
Come on.
Yeah. And you would hear it. The sound was so good, and you would just hear it, like, transfer all around your head.
Your
earphones. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, so back to Resident Evil. Resident Evil 1 and 2. 1 was really scary.
Hmm.
2, not so much. I think as they get higher in the numbers of the games, they get less scary.
Yeah.
See, I thought Resident Evils were scary because of scarcity. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have enough ammo to do a situation.
Yeah.
So I was like terrified of dying because you would lose all your progress.
If you didn't have an ink ribbon, you were screwed.
Well, we're always frugal saving anyways because we wanted to save them just in case.
Correct.
But you did something major, try to find a save room.
Mm-hmm.
You have 3 bullets.
That's kind of like the Last of Us effect.
A little bit.
Technically it's the Resident Evil effect.
Right, exactly.
You're running around with 3 bullets. There's 4 zombies coming at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do?
Resident Evil 1 made me feel that way, and also did Dead Space 1 made me feel that way.
Ah, that's another good one. Yes.
That one was really... Like, the first one was great, because you were like really careful what you were shooting and how you were shooting it, and what you would leave alive.
Yeah.
2 and 3 were just like Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Unlimited bullets.
More action packed.
Yeah, more action packed, which is cool, but... I like that, like
the first one,
the games that actually give you nothing to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I played the first couple hours of Dead Space with headphones. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's just empty. It's like empty and creaky and
quiet.
Just little noises, and that's awesome.
Protagonist hardly talks.
Yeah, that's what I want. I don't want people to talk, man.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Give people a voice, and it kind of ruins things.
Sometimes, yeah.
But, I mean, back to your point of what you were saying with Metroid, that's not a horror game. That's kind of like a sci-fi. It's a sci-fi space game.
Right.
But that has, you're right, it does have the scariest music. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For almost any game that I've ever played.
As soon as you popped it in Nintendo, you're like, okay,
dude,
what's this?
Yeah. That song is so creepy.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then you have Castlevania, which is gothic, but it's got like, which is like awesome. It's awesome music, but yeah, you're right. Metroid, which I guess would be closer to Dead Space, has the creepiest music of any 8-bit game I've ever played.
Yeah. For sure.
Very scary.
Super Nintendo as well, I think.
Yeah.
There's some scary parts of like different RPGs, but it's, overall, like the tone of the Metroid soundtrack was way more terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a... When you see Sephiroth for the first time in Final Fantasy VII, like when you start getting his backstory, it's creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's super creepy.
Yeah.
And then you see they walk up to, was it Genova?
Mm-hmm.
And like that whole scene, that's creepy.
And the Hojo?
That's super creepy.
Scientist?
Yeah, man. See, that part's, that's creepy. That actually creeps me out.
In Metal Gear, when you walk through the hallways and the blood everywhere from, you know, the ninja.
Yeah, see, that's cool. Ninja. There's a lot of games. Is there a lot of... I'm trying to figure out some games that have, like, crazy blood splatter.
Splatterhouse?
Splatterhouse. Yeah.
Splatter.
That's a horror game, but it's not scary. Like, that's not a scary game.
No, it's not.
Definitely not scary.
Again, maybe if you're young. No.
I guess at the time, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess the last survival horror game would have been The Evil Within.
It's one I never played.
Which I started playing, and the camera was terrible, so I stopped. But then they patched it, because the game was in widescreen.
Oh, they patched
it? They patched it to where it's full screen now, so you can see everything. Which makes a big difference. Because the intro to that game is fantastic. It's got the chainsaw. Some dude's chasing you with the chainsaw. Cool. It's actually, it's super scary.
That's awesome, man.
Chainsaw.
Shout out to Limp Bizkit. Yeah, any game where you're getting chased with something very loudly. Is that a word?
No.
Did I say that right?
Loud.
Ooh, the grammar goes. Yeah, if something's chasing me, because I play games very loud, it usually startles me. It shocks me.
Yeah. Because you're not expecting it.
No, not
at all. Pops out and it's
chasing. Does it shock you, though?
I wish it did.
Shocking.
4D gaming. You have to sit on a seat that shocks your butt.
You hear about that vest, which I still have, that goes on you while you play Super Nintendo, and you feel like...
What?
I have it brand new. We never used it.
Did you just Matthew McConaughey us right now?
Yes, I did.
Wait, you have it?
I have it.
Why isn't that on
here? I don't know. I keep trying to, but I keep showing you. You're like, I don't want to do that.
Really?
Yeah, you're like, I'll turn. I want, you know.
Well, I probably don't want to do it because it's not going to fit me. And you're going to make fun of me. And it's going to be embarrassing.
Can't
fit in the vest.
Never say that.
So,
we got to try
fighting games?
I think it's for every game.
It might be. What I wondered is, how does it know when to vibrate? Or
I'm pretty sure if you jump. Oh, that's a good one, too.
I don't know how that works.
We'll have to test this out. Podcasts.
Yeah, special vest podcast. We will be reviewing Old Navy Tech Vests and the Super Nintendo video game vests.
Can't see it, but you can hear it.
Jesus, that'd be... Yeah. We're definitely not going to do a video. Just audio of that.
It hooks up to, like, the audio ports and everything, too.
Well, yeah, it has the audio keys.
So maybe it's an audio...
Maybe it's bass, then.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not really.
It's probably bass. Explosions.
Interesting. All right, what else do we got in the horror genre?
Okay, going back to the what I was saying about playing games at night by yourself, Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah.
The first one. That's still pretty creepy, man.
That's very scary.
I mean, for me, I played it at night, not too recently, maybe like 2 years ago, and it still freaks the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm playing alone at night. I like to, you know, scare myself. And the moment where the kids are grabbing you or you hear them scream in the school, it just... It gets your nerves, and like you said, the loud noises, it gets you
loud
tense.
Loud noises!
You know, it freaks you out.
Yes.
So I was saying, if you guys have played games like that,
I usually sleep that late. Okay. But yeah, you used to tell me you used to play PT like at 2 or 3 in the morning. Yes. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I think I played it at like 9 o'clock at night when I text you. Yeah. And I was like, don't like turn everything off. Turn all your lights off and play this game right now. It's creepy.
Yeah.
What is Silent Hill 2, 3, so on and so forth? Are those scary at all? Do they have the elements that the first one did?
Did
they go away from it? Like Resident
two,
Evil.
Yes.
Silent Hill 1, 2, 3. Even a little bit of 4.
And then they have shattered memories and all that.
Yeah, those aren't scary.
Mumbo jumbo.
What about Homecoming?
I've never actually played that.
I've heard that one's good.
I heard about it.
It's got a good cover.
I never played it.
The Silent Hill movie is god awful.
There was a movie? Exactly.
I actually thought it was okay. It wasn't great, but compared to other video game movies,
but you know what?
It did its job.
I saw it in theater at midnight.
The trailer looked awesome, though, didn't it?
Yep. Because they showed the pointy head and they had the nurses.
Yeah.
They had all the main characters.
Yeah.
The characters were very good in that movie. Meaning like...
So what was bad then?
The story.
The story was off.
The story was not... Like, why didn't you just make the first game?
Yeah, they should have did that.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, but that goes with every video game movie. That goes with...
you can never get it right.
Mortal Kombat, Mario Brothers.
Have you seen the House of the Dead movie?
Yes!
Oh,
I've seen it.
Is that new?
Oh,
no. Ooh, what's his name? U-Bull?
U-Bull, yes.
U-Bull makes all the video game movies. This guy is one of the worst directors in Hollywood. Somehow gets funding for his movies. He actually just did a Kickstarter that failed epically because nobody wants him to make a movie ever again because of how bad he is. He made a House of the Dead movie, and all of a sudden, just randomly throughout the movie, you would get the insert coin screen on your screen, but it was like somebody recorded it.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing. Weird. And it would be like, insert coin. And you were supposed to be scared?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was horrible.
But there were tits in that movie.
It's a horror movie. What's a horror movie without boobies?
Yeah, tits kind of cancel out the bad.
Yeah. I think every 80s movie that had somebody getting their head chopped off had boobies in it.
Yeah.
To kind of offset
That kind of started it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. It did, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The 80s.
Halloween, Friday 13, Nightmare on Elm Street.
The slashers.
Actually, I don't know about Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare.
I don't think they had boobies.
Friday the 13th had some chest.
Yes, they had that.
Halloween chest. Had chest.
Halloween had some. Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, her friend.
Mm, got it.
That wasn't
Jimmy Lee Curtis.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yeah. As of right now, it's Jimmy Lee Curtis.
Jimmy.
They don't. They had a Saw game for Xbox. Did anybody play that?
Bone Saw.
No. Bone Saw's ready. They had a Saw game for Xbox, and I never played it.
Really?
I probably got bad reviews.
Never
My brother probably
it. Oh, he probably bought it.
He probably has it.
Probably has five
It's probably
copies.
Framed. It's probably on his wall.
It's exclusive.
Yeah, best game ever. Neon lights over it.
So.
What about any Jurassic Park games? Scary?
Actually, the Super Nintendo Jurassic Park, when you go into
the rooms, right?
The rooms, and it turns into first-person mode, and the raptors come at you.
Because
the music is like, and then you have to, you're quietly going through this room, not being able to control your character correctly, and having...
scary controls with scary people.
And the raptors would scare you. Yeah, that was actually scary.
They scream too, don't they? Mm-hmm. Like,
wah! Like goats.
So you watched the new Family Guy?
Yes.
There you go.
Well, I've known the screaming ghost before.
Yeah, the Jurassic Park game got me. That's the only one though.
Mm-hmm.
Just in that moment. But after you play it more than once, it doesn't startle you.
You get me into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else? So we got Silent Hills. We got Resident Evils. We got Dead Space, which was a great one.
Last of Us wasn't really scary.
That's stressful. It's different.
It's stressful.
Stressful.
Yeah.
What was the latest scariest game? Until Dawn, right?
There was that Alien one.
Oh, Alien Isolation.
I heard that one's really good. But people are mad because I guess you have no weapons, which...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is fine.
That makes it more intense.
Dude, it's really bad. Yeah, apparently the AI is super smart, and it's like nearly impossible to do stuff.
It's almost too smart.
Challenge accepted. Yeah. I'm going to try
He was like, AI too smart.
I actually got it.
Well, you got it.
I think it's upstairs waiting for you.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to watch that.
That game is literally like $4 or $3 or something.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, that game had a lot of... I think the hype behind that game and the fact that it's an alien game... kind of doomed it from the start.
It's based on the first Alien style.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So like the ship and everything.
So it's like survival horror.
That is awesome.
Nathan looks really awesome too, by the way.
Okay.
I think they waited a good amount of time for a good Alien game. I think now's the time.
People are expecting a running gun.
Well, then play the side scroller beat 'em up.
That's what I'm saying. People are expecting everything to be like
the shooter Uncharted. In the arcade.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. To me, that's awesome. Having no weapons and trying to evade these aliens that are taking over your ship. That sounds.
It's one great. Alien. It's just one dude.
He's like super smart.
Yep.
See, that's awesome.
It has save points too, where you have to go and save, and people are pissed because right before they save, they get like you can see the alien tail.
Alien tail is. That is awesome.
Is dying. I think it's first person, right?
I believe it is. Yes.
That is awesome.
Okay. Yeah, and you have to hide in lockers and stuff and do all that, so the alien will
reference
pass you.
The clock tower. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I heard they do a lot of good stuff in that game. You get mixed reviews from it. You get either it's awesome or it's awful.
It's difficult, that's why.
Yeah, people don't like hard games.
They want it to be their hands being held.
Hold my hand, puppy.
Yeah. Please tell me what to do. Which way? Is there an arrow telling me which way? Is there any survival horror on 64 besides
Resident Evil 2?
Besides the Quest 64?
Quest 64, that was Superman.
Pretty terrible.
Superman
64.
Superman.
Yeah, there's nothing really in 64. Nintendo 64 just did not want to be scary.
Well, Nintendo doesn't want to be scary.
Yeah.
Until Eternal Darkness.
Ooh, there we go.
Psych. But that was a mind. That game fucked with your mind.
Yeah, man. I really missed. Played games.
It made you think everything was broken. It made you think you didn't save. It made
deleted
you think,
your memory card.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Because that's that happened so much with PlayStation for me that really affected me. That sucks.
Your memory card used to be deleted?
Well, I had the third-party memory card that had like 6 memory cards on it with the buttons.
That's
why. That makes sense.
And obviously at the time you think it's cool, like, oh, I don't have to have all these memory cards around, so I'll just do that one. And I can't explain how many Final Fantasy files have just disappeared.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I still didn't learn. I just would resave.
You still keep playing.
I would just resave on them like a dummy. That's scary. You know what? That's scary. Being on the third disc of Final Fantasy VII and your file getting deleted.
It's not scary. That's traumatizing.
That's, man. Oh, my God.
That is traumatizing.
I still didn't learn, though. It didn't matter.
Mm.
Any for PS2? So you have the clock tower. There's a lot. Fatal frame.
There's Siren. There's a Fatal Frame.
What is Siren?
Rule of Rose. Something Ground.
Haunting Ground.
Haunting Ground.
Which is actually Clock Tower 4.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But it's
made an actual clock tower on PS2, though.
Yeah, there's... Okay.
It's called Clock Tower.
The very first Clock Tower in the series was for Super Famicom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one for Americans was Clock Tower. But that one was actually a sequel to the Japanese one.
Okay.
So, and then Part 2 came out, and that was its own thing. Part 3 came out, and that was horrible. And then Haunting Ground, which is technically Part 4.
And that was terrible.
Haunting Ground, I heard, was okay.
Yeah.
It went back to its roots of...
And it's also worth $100, so...
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
So is it called, like, Haunting Ground, parentheses, Clock Tower?
No.
Not at all. It's only I didn't even know it was a Clock Tower game.
Same developers, or is
Japan
it different?
I think Clock Tower 4. I think so. I don't know about the developers. I think it's Capcom.
Yeah, it's Capcom.
I think it's Capcom.
I wonder why they changed the name.
Because Clock Tower 3 was horrible. So horrible, they had to get away from it and give it a new disguise.
Really? Haunting that Ground. Bad, huh? So what was so bad about Part 3?
Have you seen or played Part 3 of Clock Tower?
No, not at all.
The cutscenes are horrible. The actors are horrible. The
graphics are terrible.
Graphics are like,
and instead of saying Clock Tower, it says Cock Tower. So, I mean.
I'd play that. Is that a game you play with your mouth? How do you play that game? I don't understand.
You use the move. Control it.
Yeah. Shake this as fast as you can to get up the tower. That sounds like a Wii game.
Have you played Rule Rose?
No.
I heard that one's really good too. That's another $100 game for PS2.
Point and click, Resident Evil style.
Huh. I've never had a physical copy of that. Just a Japanese one I've had, but I had one physical copy of Haunting Ground, and Miguel like snagged it up right away.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So.
Damn.
Interesting. Well, he has it, so we have to play it.
Yeah, maybe.
Mente.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
Hopefully he has it.
Yeah. All the Fatal Frames that has that one game, K-U-O-N, Kon. That's like a $60 game too. Another, it's by H-Tech or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I never played it.
Interesting.
There's a lot of Japanese survivor horror on PS2.
Mm-hmm.
That got translated over here.
Was there any Ring games or the Ring or?
Thank God.
The Ring for the Wii. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
It's like a rail shooting game or something.
Really awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
I love on rail shooters, man. Anything.
Yeah.
Any on rail shooter. like Ghost Squad, the Sega where you're like the military.
Yeah.
Just anything, any on-rail shooter. But the best one, to interrupt you, is House of the Dead Overkill, where it's a grindhouse. It's
on
like
the Wii?
Yes. Ah. It's a grindhouse style, but it's with House of the Dead. So it's like 70s. Oh, dude, it is so gory and awesome. And there's little jiggly boobies in there, too.
Yeah. You say that was for the week?
It's like when you look at the boobies right into the areolas, and you can see the sweat drip down the crack of the chest. No, the Wii didn't have those graphics, but that's just what I saw.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sorry. We're back.
Sweating over here, man.
Yeah, seriously. There's a lot more, I think there's a lot more, like, joke horror games than actual, like, real horror games.
For the Wii.
For anything. Like House of the Dead. That's like a B-movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are awesome. Typing of the Dead.
Typing of the Dead. Keyboard.
Yeah, that's cool. Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Which I love watching you play it, Joey.
Thank you.
Because I love when you kill the big babies. That's my favorite. There's a lot of levels in that game, man.
That's a giant baby. 48?
There's more than that? Three?
What? I would always think
me
I was
and Joey
close.
Were going to sit down and play zombies. He's like, we could beat an hour. Mm-hmm. 2 hours later, we're looking for codes.
Well, he played it at Vegas, at the Vegas convention.
Yeah. Right? From first stage?
I was trying to help you, but then I was just watching him. Wait, it was awesome.
You played all the way through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then how long did it take you?
It was a long
time. It took maybe like 2 hours, maybe? Damn. 2-3 hours, maybe?
Yeah, and that's nonstop.
Yeah.
You didn't stop once.
Just kept going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You pissed in his awesome. Pants and while well, you sat and everything.
Yeah. Brought my diapers, brought my bed.
Kevin,
pants.
Can you wipe me? Yeah, I got you, Joe. Yeah, that game's good. That's the prequel to The Last of Us.
That is Last of Us.
When you get into the suburbs in The Last of Us, it looks just like a 3D rendered version of Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
No big baby, though.
No big baby.
Not yet.
Why don't you exploit the big baby, like the big zombie baby more? That's like a great villain, man.
Yeah. But again, it goes back to what you were saying about the comedy horrors. Mm-hmm. That would be a comedy.
Yeah. Type. Like, is Ghostbusters considered?
That would be awesome if they made like a Zombies Ate My Neighbors, like in Now graphics.
That would be awesome.
That'd be funny.
You know, what about that one
Dead Nation. Dead Nation would be the closest thing.
Oh. No, there was another one.
That's a good game.
I never played Dead Nation. There was another one that was kind of like Zombies Ate My Neighbors, but it was like four players.
What was Zombies Ate My Neighbors Part 2?
No, not Gold Patrol. I almost got me with that.
What was the sequel to Zombies
Ate My Neighbors? Are you talking about Left 4 Dead?
No, not Left 4 Dead. I never played that one either.
I hate those games.
All gamer girls play Left 4 Dead.
What's wrong with that game?
Did you know that?
I like it then. The controls are awful. It doesn't run smoothly. It's not good. I don't know.
And there's a hand on the cover, and I hate fucking games with hands on the cover.
With a hand.
Four. Dead Island was not scary, but they use zombies.
Of course.
Zombies in Call of Duty.
Dying Light? You played that?
No, how was it?
I don't know.
Parkour Zombies?
Parkour Zombies?
Parkour. Nice.
Parkour.
All I know is that game we could all play together
as
four player roaming around. I like multiplayer, but
it just didn't interest me.
But when it's at night, it gets really crazy out here. I think we should try it out one day.
I'm down to
like $12. We'll try
to take a look at it. It probably is $12.
You could try it.
What else? I'm sick of the whole zombie thing. Like the whole Call of Duty Zombies thing. That I played it once and I didn't get it. Like, cool, all these waves of enemies are coming at you. But just because they're zombies are cool. Like, games have been doing that for
years.
It's
a thing right now, man.
Yeah, zombies are in.
Oh, man. Robots, 80s. Dinosaurs, 90s. 2000, Limp Bizkit. And now zombies.
Can we go back to Limp Bizkit, please? I love it. You have Luigi's Mansion for GameCube and 3DS, which is a happy, ghostly game.
Happy horror game?
Happy ghostlies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That game's awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
You're sucking up ghosts with a vacuum.
Solving puzzles.
That's Nintendo for you. That's part of the problem.
Thumb.
I like it. It's the sound effects and the music in that game are really good.
The
but
booze?
It's definitely not scary.
I like the idea of it. It's awesome. Ghosts and
they have an arcade game in Japan of
Luigi's Mansion?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you have your controller's a vacuum.
That is awesome.
You have to, yeah, it's like a. Yeah.
You should have brought that shit back.
I know. It wasn't there when I was there. It just came out.
Yeah. Damn.
That's cool.
She should have brought that shit. Yeah. That's really cool. That's a very cool idea, and I hope we get that soon.
Nope.
Yeah, because it's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll get the retard version of it. We'll get Luigi's cleaning service where you actually clean houses.
It's a vacuum. You just move back and forth.
Exactly.
Insert another dollar, please, for 10 more minutes of vacuuming.
I want to beat it. Yeah. And let's see, man. What else?
Seaman.
Seaman's fucking scary. I've never played You've never played Seaman. Never played Seaman, no. Dude, that game is the creepiest, scariest game you could ever play.
What is it, though?
Job. Okay, so the game starts, and it's narrated by Leonard Nimoy, who is of Spock fame.
Yeah.
So very distinguishable voice, very powerful voice. He's basically telling you about these creatures, and then he gives you these creatures. And so you drop them. You like have to go into your inventory. You have to like fill your tank. I don't know if it comes filled. I think you have to fill your tank. Because you have to do your water pressure. Mm-hmm. You have to clean the tank. You have to do the lights. You have to do everything so you can raise these things.
Damn.
So, and it's on real time. So if you don't play the game for 3 days and you come back, your tank's filthy. And the seamen are like, get me out of here. But, so he gives you this little egg or whatever, and you put it in your tank like a sea monkey, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then they hatch, and of course a couple of them die, and you're left with a select few. So then you can train them. You can poke them, and then you can say, once they get to an adult age,
because
they start as kids, they start as these little tadpoles with human faces, which are scary as shit.
Remember the pictures.
And then they'll talk. They'll be like, "Seaman, Seaman," and then you like flick them and stuff, and they start crying, and it's hilarious.
Wow.
And then you can put stuff in their tank. You have to feed them every day. You have to do all sorts of things. Damn. Then they become adults.
Uh-huh.
And then they start talking back to you. They start talking shit to you. You'd be like, "Seaman, why are you so ugly?" And they'll be like, and they'll tell you something like, "Why don't you look in the mirror?" And the guy's voice is like, I mean, I guess I'm kind of doing it pretty accurate. Yeah. And then they'll just go on these tangents of telling you these weird stories.
Hmm.
And I don't know why you haven't played it. But you can. So I beat it right the first time because I didn't know the trick.
Okay.
So I beat it all the way through. And then they turn into frogs with human faces. So that's their final.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So they turn into, I think, butterflies with faces and then frogs with faces. They go through all these crazy things. So I beat it right the first time. And then the multiple times I beat it after that is when I adjusted the Dreamcast clock. So I would, you know, put in the game and then.
Change the time.
And then go back in, and then you'd have to clean the cage. You'd have to feed them. Because you can go ahead too far, and everything would be dead.
Mm.
So you'd have to do that the right way.
Yeah.
And that game saves all the time.
Mm.
So you can get screwed out instantly.
Yeah.
That game is fucking scary.
Can you play Ill Bleed on the Dreamcast?
No.
No? It's another scary game. I haven't played it, though.
Ill Bleed?
Ill Bleed.
Is it survival? Survival horror?
No idea. I just know it has a scary cover. The Bloody Baby.
A bloody baby.
Yeah, check it out. Look it up.
It's 9 o'clock, guys. Apparently. Rumor has it. It's the
barf.
Okay, all right. Ill bleed. All right, let's see this. Okay. Oh, that's not too bad. It's more of a doll.
What is it?
It's more of a doll. I've seen this game.
But it's a baby doll.
Is that like a fighting game or something?
No.
Is there any like ghost games? Is there any
Fatal Frame?
Casper.
Casper had awesome graphics for Dreamcast, right?
No, for Super.
Yeah, that game had awesome graphics.
The game's remember also that, rare, bro?
How much is that worth?
I don't know, like 80, complete.
So Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame has ghosts. Luigi's Mansion has ghosts.
Happy Ghost. Little Boos.
Little Boo Boos.
Seems like we're missing a big one here.
I know. I know we are.
Silent Hill 4 had ghosts. They changed it to ghosts.
Is that when the girl is sitting on the swing on the cover?
No, that one is Shattered Memories.
That's Shattered?
Shattered Memories.
I'm doing it right now. I'm mimicking a girl sitting on a swing. It's not a horror game, but Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain had me on the edge of my seat.
Give you the fear of losing people.
Yeah, it was like a thriller. It was a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Murder mystery that was not scary, but just intense. One of those intense games.
You wanted all your characters to live.
Yeah, and when it told you to cut off pinkies and do all that, you obviously had to decide. And And those scenes were actually, they kind of felt real, because at the time the graphics, that was the best you were gonna get from Quantum Dream. And
you go back to it now, it's
it doesn't hold, it doesn't hold up, and their controls are terrible.
Yeah,
like Indigo Prophecy. Did you play Indigo Prophecy?
Yep, I played that.
I tried to play Indigo Prophecy, and the controls were so bad that I couldn't play it.
Hmm.
And that was on PS2.
Yeah.
Not on, it might play better on Xbox.
You give it a good hour, too.
Yeah, I was trying to answer the phone. I was trying to do something, and it just wasn't happening, man. I was like, put this away. This is terrible.
I think it's a good thing you stopped. Story got crazy at the end.
Like too much?
Yeah. It involved aliens and AIs and Native Americans.
Stupid Indians. Sounds...
It got weird. Stupid Indians.
They were in Beyond, too.
Yeah, I guess he likes Native Americans. Did they have any Indians in Heavy Rain?
Yeah.
Was there? Jason.
Madison?
No, she was an Indian.
Those titties were...
Whoa.
Oh yeah, she had some. Yeah, that was cool actually.
Did you ever choose not to take off the shirt?
No.
I wonder if there's an option. Just...
You probably get a trophy if you don't. Like,
yeah.
Like way to go. Yeah. Like nice guys finish last. That would be funny. Nice guys finish last trophy. That would be funny.
That would be awesome. Derby Arsham. They're making another one. Quantum Dream.
Quantic Dream is making a new game.
Mm-hmm.
For PS4, it was based off of the 2012 tech demo Kara.
Oh, that's right.
So I watched the trailer, but I was doing something else, and I think it's like they make this AI character and she gets out or something. Mm-hmm. It's called Detroit:something. I don't know.
That's Detroit:
Detroit:
So butthole?
Which is the butthole of the United States is Detroit.
So yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Megatron.
I think it's like a crazy futuristic time.
With the robot with emotions.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Stupid crying robots. If robots cry, they'll electrocute themselves. Right? Like, what do you think? So I'm so dead.
Have you, probably.
So is there any scary, like, robot games? Like AI? Like AI takes over and becomes scary? Or is that just like...
Terminator?
Yeah,
You're pretty much just describing the whole plot of Terminator.
I should make movies. Skynet. That movie's scary. That's a thriller.
Well, first time it was scary. I was freaked out.
Yeah, when T-1000, dude?
Mm-hmm.
The claws?
Have you seen the new one yet?
Yeah.
No, Sega Genesis?
I'm just going to buy it.
It's good.
Terminator Sega Genesis? It's good.
Sega Genesis.
With the Y, though.
I think System Shock is the only one.
I don't think there's any like scary like robot where robots take over or anything like that, right?
System Shock 2 I think has robots.
What is System Shock?
It's like a first person RPG type horror game, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's only
like,
for PC.
It's like four different games right there. It's first person RPG.
It's a
first
person platformer RPG puzzle.
Fighting.
Okay. Right.
First person Tetris.
Would something like Fallout be considered like a horror game?
I want to play third person Tetris.
Third person Tetris.
Watching someone play.
Oh my god.
Play Tetris.
That'd be funny. I'd watch that. Technically, I did watch that at the convention. I watched people play Tetris. So yeah, I watched third person Tetris.
You lived it, man.
I did that. Actually, for real. That's what I like.
Tetris championships.
That was intense.
Yeah, that was too much.
That was intense.
That was Tetris. Tetris.
I forgot what I said. I asked about a game.
Another scary game? Double Triple.
Double Dribble?
Mm-hmm.
How bad that is?
You don't want to beat your dad because he beat you.
Arch rival? Oh my god.
What?
Jesus. That should be the tagline.
That should be a tagline for Nintendo something. Game.
Planned
don't
Parenthood.
Beat your dad or he'll beat you.
Jesus. let's see. I think that's it, guys. I don't know if there's... I know we're probably missing some big ones.
Yeah. No, this is going to be a 40-minute podcast.
Yeah. What are we at? Oh, we're at 50.
50 minutes.
No, we're going to have to cut a lot of this. What are you talking about? This is not all staying on.
That's staying on. Staying on. Who cares?
Let's see. Scary all 40 things of in video you. Gaming. Memory cards deleted.
Yeah. That's games freezing.
Discs freezing.
People tripping over controllers.
Consoles breaking.
That's the worst.
Consoles breaking. The red ring.
I've experienced that, though.
I went through two PlayStation 3s and one Xbox.
I went through more TVs than consoles.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah. Yeah, those are scary moments in gaming history. When you have your friends over, you're having a sweet sleepover, you guys are playing Aladdin on Super Nintendo, halfway through the game, and somebody walks in front of it, trips over the controllers, and just Slams. Destroys everything.
Yeah.
Because at the time, you couldn't go on the internet and get codes. So if you didn't write them down in the back of the booklet, you didn't have them.
Nope.
So that's internet ruins everything.
Or the best, though. The best is when your brother's about to beat you in NBA Jam or Tecmo Bowl and you just turn that shit off.
Yep.
That's funny.
I've done that a couple times.
That's funny. It didn't happen.
It's very satisfying.
It is very satisfying.
Because he gets so mad.
Because it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
If you don't finish that, it didn't happen.
Deleted.
And that's scary. I think that's it for the horror games. I don't think there's anything.
Now, is there any W-H-O-R-E games?
Horror games? There is.
Grand Theft Auto?
God of Horror? There's
I'm sick of God of War.
Horror in One Golf.
You better not make another one.
Hmm.
The last one was scary bad.
Which last one?
Ascension. Until the end, right?
Okay,
yeah. Ooh, what about Dino Crisis?
Ah, that's a little one.
Dude. I love that game, obviously, because I love dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And then I liked Dino Crisis 3 when they became like robotic laser dinosaurs, which is sweet.
I only played the first one.
That was Xbox, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Dino Crisis 2 is really good. It was in the same vein as Dino Crisis 1.
It's in the vein of Dino Crisis. Maniac Mansion?
Maniac Mansion was yeah, cartoony scary.
Yeah. Comedy.
They did a lot of weird creative stuff in that game.
Fester's Quest. Is that scary?
I don't think so. Don't the cover for that game is fucking scary.
Well, yeah. What about Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Mike Tyson's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Freaky. Fabio on the cover of that one game is scary.
Dungeon and Iron Sword.
Iron Sword, yes.
Iron Sword.
That's scary. I think that's it, guys. I don't think there's any other
Pokemon.
Pokemon is not scary.
Is it all your save data?
That never happened to me. Game Boy is always clutch. Nice. Game Boy is always pretty clutch with that. My battery. Okay, just go ahead and. All right, just. I'm gonna leave that in. I think that's it, guys. Is there any new stuff that we want to talk about? Anything releasing in the next couple of weeks besides everything?
Fallout 4, not interested. Black Ops 3, not interested.
Tomb Raider,
yes.
Very interested.
Very.
You played...
I want to beat up bears.
We both went through the first David one fast.
Yes.
Every time you turned it off, I took it from you and put it in my...
Yeah, it was the same copy. I was just going to say.
We played the same copy.
So rad.
And then
those good old days when roommates.
That was a great game. That was actually I was very surprised with that game. I thought I was not gonna like it because every Tomb Raider before that was not good.
You know why? Because it was Legacy. Clean controls.
The controls were so good. That bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I prefer to use that bow and arrow.
Very satisfying. This one's gonna be good, man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I think it's gonna be really good.
And then what else is coming out? Star Wars, Battlefront.
Battlefront. And then Halo just came out a couple days ago.
Yeah. Halo.
And then, what else? Anything for Wii besides Mario Tennis?
This is the holiday game, this guy, folks.
Oh, my God.
We have to wait for Star Fox.
Zelda.
And Zelda.
Zelda.
Which is going to have the Twilight Princess release.
What?
It's going to be on Wii U and then whatever Nintendo's NX. Next console is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they've said it.
I think NX is going to be a mobile device.
I don't think so because they just had the mobile conference. So and they released they announced the first game.
They announced also that they're going to be able to link up your profile, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have friends easier, no more friend codes.
What's your friend code? I don't know. I don't even know where to find that. I don't know how to do that.
Friend code?
Now that's hopefully a deal with trophies or something. Or call them coins.
You should call them coins, and every time you get one, it goes spa-coom.
Yep.
But that would make sense. So.
Yeah, it's too...
Because when you beat a Nintendo game, you don't have any recognition but 3 stars next to your name if you complete Mario.
No proof. Mm-hmm. There's no way of telling what kind of gamer you are.
On Nintendo, correct. Because I actually would never finish a game on PS3 or Xbox, but I would 90% of the time finish a game on Nintendo or 3DS and then get nothing for it. I just want a little proof. Just tell me I've completed that.
Well, you did a lot on Rayman, so.
Oh, dude. I destroyed Rayman Legends. Yeah, that was fun. That was miserable and fun at the same time. That game is scary hard.
That's Tropical part of, Freeze. That's part of completing a game.
Tropical Freeze.
It gets miserable a little bit.
Yeah, it's supposed to get miserable because if it's easy, there's no point.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want a little, hey, good job, man. Good job for beating this hard-ass game.
I think they're doing something.
Working on it.
Well, I mean, if you buy Rayman on Xbox or PlayStation, obviously you get
it. That's weird that Nintendo didn't say anything, because I kind of heard rumors that it was going to be like a mobile device and a console.
I hope not. That sounds terrible.
It's going to be something you can take away, dock it, and play on your screen.
You dock it. Dock it. Dock it. We have dock it here.
See, nobody cares.
That would be an awful idea. That would be scary.
Yeah, that would be.
It's all digital, too, they said. Mm-mm. Rumors. Mm-mm. Rumor has it.
That would be, yeah, that's not good.
I hope they don't do that.
That would be their death.
Mm-hmm. Well, they always do weird things, so we'll see.
See what happens.
We will definitely see.
I don't know if I would like a digital download collection of Nintendo stuff.
No. I'm pretty sure it'd be terrible. Mm-hmm. And you'd probably have to buy all your NES classics again, all your Super Nintendo classics again, because you can't now. Maybe since you can link your account, you might be able to have them. But I bought those games on Wii. I bought them on Wii U. I bought them on 3DS. I bought Super Mario, the first one, so many times.
So did you hear if you run the Wii on an old CRT TVs, the virtual console is like the best port to play the games?
Interesting.
The Wii U is not, apparently.
How did they figure that out?
I don't know. People. Dudes.
People.
You know.
Bros.
They figured it out, bro.
I guess you just plug it in. How do you plug it in? Just via...
Maybe.
Just standard AV? Or do you
use standard AV? Or you could probably use S-Video. Does Wii do S-Video?
I don't know.
I'm sure it does.
It does. No, it does 480.
So, but it actually plays a lot standard of the games in high def.
I can't believe the Wii was standard definition. That's hilarious.
I can't believe it. I know, man. They're still behind. Look at their 3DS.
Oh, my God. Well, I remember playing Wii Tennis standard, and then you buy the upgrade to the 480, and I forgot what you had to do. You had to do something, or there'd be a huge delay on your TV.
What also I don't understand is how come all the new games like Call of Duty and all that crap, because they had Black Ops 2, I think the Wii U had. Well, how come they don't get any of the newer Black Ops games when it's on like
360
and PS3?
Nobody bought them. I bought Black Ops 2 on Wii U
just to see,
just to play Call of Duty. Because I don't play Call of Duties. And you would get a game a lot. You'd get a game fast. But it'd be the same people playing this game.
Like, oh, really?
The lobbies were so empty, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You would literally play the same people over and over again, which is really weird.
Huh.
And I would back out and go back in and play the same people. Which is, you can't do that on any other console.
I've only experienced that once now. I met the same person on the opposite team when I was playing Destiny Iron Banner from, like, Monday or Tuesday to Wednesday. That was like the first time I ever recognized that.
That's crazy.
Damn.
But unfortunately, the connectivity on the Wii U was fantastic. The game ran great. It was the best looking at the time, because that was before Next Gen came out. So it was the best looking, and it played great, but nobody played it on there.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. And it was really cool because you could transfer the gameplay to your gamepad. So I would lay in bed and play it, and it ran beautifully. It was awesome.
Is it too late for Nintendo to get back in the game?
Like with shooters?
No, with having all the games on their console too as well.
Yes. Nobody wants to play. Nobody wants to play Arkham City on a Wii U. Nobody wants to play Call of Duty on a Wii U or any other game. They barely wanted to play Bayonetta on a Wii U.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that. They want to play Mario, Zelda, Donkey Kong, all the Nintendo IPs on a Wii U, which sucks. But at the same time, why would you want three consoles releasing the same game?
Honestly, if they just worked on their controller, that would be fine.
Mm-hmm. But do we want three consoles releasing the same games? Because two is already ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, true. Yeah. That seems terrible.
That's why Nintendo kind of stays out of it, I guess. I think they get outpower one of them at least. With all their exclusives.
Yeah, if they did it right. If they were putting out different Marios all the time, like a Galaxy, and then a World, and then a 2D.
Space it out.
Yeah, and then do it right, because they were pumping out the 2D platformers too fast.
Yeah, they were.
And they killed it. So after they did the one for the DS, then they kind of killed it, because it was the one for the DS, the one for the Wii.
And then the Wii again.
Then
it was a launch title.
And then and then 3DS had one, and then it was just too much. It was overwhelming, because it's the same game.
Yeah.
They're great games, but I don't want to keep playing that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I think Mario Maker is such a good idea. because you can get brand new levels. It satisfies
that 2D without them pumping out a new game.
Correct. But
people get to play new levels every day.
But at the same time, the levels aren't even close to the caliber as a real Mario game.
No, they're crazy. Like that one where we just did nothing.
Yeah, where you do nothing and it's freaking awesome.
You just move across the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what they do. I'm very curious to see where Zelda goes and Star Fox. Because what I've seen from Star Fox, it looks like GameCube. And it didn't look impressive.
Yeah, the controls were kind of bad, man.
Hmm. Like maybe that's why they delayed it.
The right stick was like bombs and boost. It should be movement. The two sticks got to be movement, guys.
So why don't you have 3D movement? What about the gyroscope?
Are they using gyroscope? Probably you're using doing gyroscope. This. You're doing this and this to move.
Yeah.
That's awful. Come on. I don't want to do that.
Come on.
I do not want to do that at all. Well, where Nintendo's going is a nightmare. So that's part of Halloween. And I think that's it. Is there anything else we need to talk about? Okay. We good?
Nope, that's it. Trick or treat, guys.
Excellent. Trick or treat. Smell my feet.
Yeah. Give me something good to eat.
If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear. And that's that. Thank you guys for listening to the SVGB podcast, also known as the Super Video Game Bros podcast. My name is Kevin. You have Steven. You have Joey. Thank you guys again for listening. Happy Halloween. Thank you guys.